Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, fans and believers. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Candy Cane in Sector 1. Santa Claus left the North Pole just 1 hour ago, but already he's over the skies of the far western Pacific Ocean, and all of Sector 1 is on edge to see where Santa goes first and when he makes those first deliveries. I am now standing in the Regional Tracking Center in Ataru, Japan, and I see Santa bright and clear on the big screen here. With me is Senior Tracking Analyst Elf Yashihira Yamamoto. Sir, how do you read Santa at this time?
Santa has first delivered to Kibate 68% of the time over the past century, but I don't see him yet headed in that direction. Last year, I believe Fiji was one of the earliest deliveries, but I'm not seeing him head that way either, so I think it's going to be somewhere in between.
So perhaps somewhere like Tonga or Samoa?
Right now, the models are showing an 80% chance or better in Samoa. That's my best guess at this time. I think we're at least another hour away until he stops somewhere, Candy. Traditionally, Santa has to wait a little longer to deliver to the southern hemisphere because it's summer there. People are up late and outside. We're better than an hour away from when Santa usually makes his first stops. I had to laugh when people were anxious about Santa's late launch. Every year he leaves and he waits. He knows what he's doing. He slept in. He left later. And he's still here too early to deliver. Santa knows what he's doing.
Excellent analysis, Elf Yamamoto. I think you're right. From the Regional Tracking Center in Ataru, Japan, I'm Elf Candy Cane reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.